You're listening to KPAF AM 890, Springwell, Nevada, and Filer Air Force Base. Guys, if you're listening, Springwell is a hot mess, and I don't know what to tell you. We're on the sixth night of this electrical storm, and most of the town is boarded up. There's military patrols and sheriff's deputies. I've been cooped up in this station all day, and the power's been coming and going, and I should have enough gas for the generator tonight. Man, I gotta tell you, I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on around here, and I would love to hear what you think. Last week, my best friend died from an accident, and then some strange caller was killed for it. And now, both of them are alive and missing. The sky's been screaming thunder and lightning, and the whole town is hiding in the hills. The sheriff's department's still enforcing this stupid curfew, or a good curfew. I don't even know. All I hear is that everything is going to be fine. But seriously, what gives? Oh. Well, it looks like we've got a caller. KPAF, you're on the air.
Hey, you look out the front door. There's something there for you.
What do you mean? What is this? I didn't think Amazon was working in these conditions.
Nah, bro. I left that for you. I don't know if you can get that to the motorcycle guy, but I think it's important. They keep that in the tightest spot in the lab.
Why did you steal something from the lab? What are you doing?
Everything's changed the past week. It's getting hard for me to pay bills.
Pay the bills? Aren't you the one that quit? And you just stole something.
Yeah, I did. But they've been cutting my hours. Sending me home early, closing out parts of the lab. Them soldiers are jerks, bro. Now the town is... it's messed up. And I know there's stuff they're not telling us. Besides, I take a lot of stuff.
And do you think sending me stolen property is going to fix all the problems in this town?
Hey, bro. You gotta do something. I mean, somebody gotta do something. Everybody's calling you. Maybe they know something about this. And Brainiac's been turning that thing on every night since last week.
Listen, janitor, or whoever you are.
Juan, listen,
I don't want to be part of this. And the lab is going to come looking for you, and whatever this is, I'm not going to open it.
Bro, they're not going to find me. I know how to lay low, but I'm going to need that motorcycle guy to get me out of town. You need to show them that box. They've been turning that thing on every night around this time, but...
No way. I'm not getting involved in this. If anyone from the lab is out there listening, you can send someone to reclaim whatever is in this box. I don't understand what people are thinking. Hi, you're on KPAF.
Listen, Nick. Listen to me. This is our chance to finally learn the truth. Open the box, Nick.
Jeez, just what we need. I'm sure we're gonna find out who killed JFK in there, right?
Make your jokes, Nick, but this could be the smoking gun we need to expose the elites that want to enslave us. Your caller, the stranger, just talked about the flight test the other night, just to hurt the pilots. I heard about this sort of thing before, Nick. Something from my army days. Something our government took from the Nazis. If we modernized it, if we weaponized it, it could change everything. That box could have answers. You can open it before it gets taken from you. You can tell all of us what it is before you're silenced. You don't have to be a sheep, Nick.
Before I'm silenced? What does that even mean? I'm not getting involved in this mess. Real or imagined, this thing does not belong to me. For all we know, it's just the dirty mop.
But we don't know, do we, Nick? We don't know what happened to be in your peaceful town. We don't know what happened to your best friend. We don't know when this is going to end. All we know is the mayor and the sheriff and the Air Force are telling us that everything is gonna be fine. Is everything fine, Nick? You just asked your listeners for help, and now you have it sitting right in front of you. Are you really gonna let that slip past you? Don't you owe it to your friend, to your community, to peel back a little tape and look into the box?
I don't know. But anyways, we have to get other callers up tonight. Hi, you're on the air.
You've made the correct decision. That box needs to remain unopened.
Thanks, but why do you say that?
Carefully guarded objects will be missed, and you do not want to be implicated in a federal crime.
Implicated in a federal crime? I don't think that petty theft would be a federal offense, but...
The objects of that box belong to the U.S. government. Do not inspect that package.
Okay. And can I ask how you know so much about this?
I am familiar with Zephaniah Labs. This is a military town, you know. But that box constitutes a theft of national intelligence.
Wait. You're not the woman that our mysterious caller wanted to talk to, are you?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. But it is imperative that you keep that box sealed until the authorities can retrieve it. Someone is en route now.
Wait a minute. So you work for the military, and you're telling me that there's this information in this box? When exactly is the government going to be honest with us about what's going on in Springwell?
I'm not military, and I've spoken too long already. Leave that box alone.
You know, folks, this whole thing... Okay, we've got another caller.
Hey, it's Mike. Hey, we gotta know, man. I mean, what's the deal with everything? Does this box have any answers? My shop's boarded up. Springwell's a ghost town. And what happened to Luke? Listen, I'm on my way to you. If Layla hears this, you know, we could all check it out together, you know?
Mike, thanks, man, but it's not safe with the storm right now. The curfew means that we've got to stay in place.
No, it's all right, buddy. I'm on the back roads. And you know, I know all the roads around here. But you can't be alone with that lady threatening that someone's on the way. I got us a couple tire irons as an insurance policy. But listen, maybe that GM guy was right. We don't know how much time you have. Are you gonna maybe take a look in that box?
I don't know what's going on, Mike, and all this has been just madness. And it's got my name on it? I don't know for sure if it's even stolen. I mean, right? All right. Let's see here. It's just like a black box.
Like a shoebox?
No. More like a Bible? Like the size of a Bible? It's flat, black. It's metal, and it's pretty heavy. There's only like a button and what looks like to be an audio jack. I don't think it has a power source, but maybe I can plug in my audio cord. All right, Mike, here goes nothing.
وصلت الرسالة، رح يتم نقلها هلأ.
ترانسميسيا بولوشن.
And you will be on the hook if you open the box.
The box.
Open the box.